The nafkamin is a nafkamin of memchesem beis. Just as I would tape recorder, memchesem beis. Over here, I'm giving you an eruvain. Now, if I go and I buy karka, we're learning now lefi leman de amar. Karka is acquired with kesef. Now, what about, and therefore, if I'm purchasing a piece of land that is worth $1,000, and I don't have any money to give you right now, so in the meantime, I'm going to give you my watch. And my watch is worth, let's say, $5. So if I don't pay you the $100, at least you keep the watch. At least you get $5. Better $5 than nothing. Now, what about if I want to go off and buy from you a bag of potatoes? So a bag of potatoes is not like karka. There, the nafkamina is there a ginebiya din of me, a curse of mishapara? That's going to be the nafkamina. Will I now be subject to the curse? If I don't come forward and pay you the rest of the money, will I be subject to the curse of Mishapara? So it says over here that Rav says, only connect, not the entire Mekach, and only a Mishapara for part. I'm not sure what that means. He's saying over here in the Masifta something very bizarre, and he's saying is there's a difference between being cursed for $100 versus being cursed for $5. Isn't that interesting? Because when it comes to the transaction, there's a question: do you own the karka? I'm giving you my watch as basically a pledge. If I don't pay you the $100. The question is, do I still own the karka? Like, you know, today in America, squatters, right? You know the deal today with the squatter. The squatter comes into your property and they live there for 30 days, then automatically it's theirs. And if you then turn off the lights, or turn off the electricity, or turn off the plumbing, you go to jail. You go to jail. That's why today, you know, in the country, they have to have now security, because if these illegal immigrants come into the mountains, and they go into bungalow colonies and they live there, then you can't throw them out. Not only can you throw them out, if you turn off the electricity and you turn off the water, you go to jail. So here's the same thing over here. Do the people over here own the assets? Now, lemainaf, meaning when it comes to metalpin, if you actually own the assets and you don't pay the money, there's going to be a curse, and there's going to be a nafkamin. Is the curse going to be a curse on the entire thing or partial? Okay, Rachel Zef, we're starting a new game over here, okay? Okay, come maybe a little closer. Okay, I took a shower this morning. Hopefully, I won't see you. Come a little closer. A little game over, Itma. Starting the game over again for you, Itma. Okay, Itma. And I have Ches on the base. Come a little closer. I don't have to scream so much. I can't scream over this. I don't know. What do you call this thing over here?
Which line?
What do you call this? Call this
which line?
Itma. In the middle of the page. Itma. A Ravon. A Ravon. We have to go very quick.
Yeah, I know. It's like
it's a little bit higher than half, a little bit less than halfway down the page. A little bit less than halfway down the page. Definitely. Just in the days, a little bit less than halfway down the page. Let me find the
it's a different format.
Itma.
Thank you.
A Ravon. I buy you something and I give you a pledge. Rav or the Rav says, can I give you collateral? I give you collateral. I give you a watch. I want to buy a piece.
Yeah.
I want to buy, let's say, a bag of potatoes. And I give you. The bag of potatoes is worth $100. Yeah. And I'm giving you a watch that's only worth $5. Do I automatically own the entire bag of potatoes, or do I only own $5 worth of the potatoes? A Ravon, Rav Oimer, Kinegdoi Hukoine. I gave you a watch that's worth $5. I only own $5 worth of potatoes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kineged Kulu Hukoine. I own the entire bag of potatoes.
Amazing.
Lamai Nafkamina, we'll see soon. Okay, we'll see soon. There's going to be a lot of Nafkaminas, we'll see soon. Amazing. Question. It says in the Farish Abraisa, Hanoi Sein Eirovoin Lachaveroi, the Omar Loi. And the buyer who gave the Eirovoin says to the seller, Im Ani Choyzerbi, if I don't give you the money, I gave you my watch that's worth $5. If I don't continue and give you the $100, I'm imposing upon myself a penalty. You can keep my watch. Keep the watch. And the buyer said to the seller, I'm giving you my watch. If I don't make true on my word and give you $100 to pay for the potatoes, imani chozerbi ervoini. No, if I change my mind, I track for my commitment, then you include the collateral. Ervoini machulah. By the way, what does it mean? It means I have to give you back the potatoes also. Not only do I have to give you back the bag of potatoes, but I'm going to suffer a loss. I'm going to put a penalty on myself and be able to keep the watch. And the other one says to him, okay, the seller says, im, and the other person, the seller says to the buyer, im, amaloi, im, ani, echsar, if I change my mind and I don't give you the bag of potatoes, echbol lucha ervoinech. I will double your
Erevayim. You did give him. That was the thing.
I'll give it back to you plus double. If I don't come forward with my words, I think, let's say he did not yet give him the potatoes yet. If he did not yet give him the potatoes, in my knee,
he left the collateral. He didn't give him the potatoes. What was the transaction?
It seems over here that he did not, that the moicher did not yet give him the bag of potatoes.
But yet he gave him the collateral.
Correct. So he said to him, if I don't come forward with my word and go give you the bag of potatoes, then know what? I'm going to give you two bags of potatoes. I'm going to give you back your Erevoin and you're going to get double. That's what it says in the Gemara.
Meaning I'll give you back the collateral?
And I'll give you back the potatoes. Right. Keflayim kineger hamoy sheves. I'm going to give you back double. If I don't give you what I promised you,
double of the bag of potatoes and back the collateral.
Right, he's putting upon himself in the self kinas. Niskaimu hatanoyim divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that if these two people, when it comes to business, they want to bring upon themselves penalties, self-imposed penalties for not keeping their word, they are bound to follow the penalties. Rabbi Yosi litamei, the Amar who says asmach tekanya. So what is nasmach? This is gambling. Just their words. Just the fact that they exchange words. The koyecha dibur is enough. They must fulfill their conditions. And they do not fulfill the conditions. Why? Right? Because asmach tekanya. Asmach tekanya means that we go gambling. If you go gambling and the person loses.
Why he was gambling, that he was going to, there's a chance he's
going to lose. The question is, so when the winner takes all, is it called gezel? It's if you learn. So the only reason why you would go, the only reason why you put money, the only reason why you give money is because you believe you're going to win.
Right. But you know that there's consequences.
So therefore, and so we say asmach is you think you're going to win. So the question is, over here we say that the fact that each person believes that he's going to fulfill his condition, that is enough to be a legal commitment. And if either one of these two people does not fulfill their condition, they are penalized and must do what they promised to do. So if the buyer does not give him the money, he's penalized and he loses the pledge.
So it's not gezel then.
Exactly. According to the asmach tekanya, means it's not gezel to play kritlach and chanukah. Now Mr. Goldberg has arrived. I have to get him a Gemara. We pass asmach tekanya.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. You know what? I'm gonna move this table.
Okay. Mr. Goldberg, here we go. Here we go, definitely here, over here. Itmar. case, or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't work. These words that they say to each other, that they agree to, the self-imposed penalty on each other, is not valid. And therefore, the only thing that is actually an acquisition is exactly what they delivered. In other words, if the Eiravoin, like in our example, is a watch, it's only worth $5. You only own exactly $5, and the other 90, and the other amount is worthless. It has absolutely no value. There's no penalty. The penalties are not chal because the Eiravoin does not make a full. The words are not. It's not going to work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dayo Sheyikne Kineged Eiravoinai. That's it. Is there a Rashi over here? Is there Rashi? Rashi says,
What do you mean? What do you mean that if he doesn't fulfill?
They're not bound. If they violate the penalty, the self-imposed penalty, they're not going to be penalized.
But he says, die, shit.
Because, in other words, if I gave you a pledge, and the pledge is worth $5, yeah, that means I own $5 worth of potatoes. The other $95 worth of the potatoes, there's absolutely no commitment. The commitment between me and you that we pledge each other.
So the commitment is the value of the watch.
Of the Eiravon, exactly.
If
for example,
that he can't back out,
right,
that he has
exactly,
to pay up.
Right, okay. That you can't, but everything else. Amar Rishimim Ramiel, Bamed Ramabur, when do we say this? This is Man Sha'amaloy Ervoni Ervoni Yikon. Part of the Braisa. This is part of the Braisa. Amar Rishimim Ramiel, Bamed Ramabur, this is Man Sha'amaloy Ervoni Yikon. That's only when he says, when they make this transaction and they give the Eravoin, is according to both opinions, even according to Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going back on the Tanakama. He's going back on the Tanakama, and the Tanakama says, over here it says, I made a mistake. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is going back on the second Manda Omar. The second Manda Omar says that you're only going to acquire opposite the value of the pledge. If I am giving you a watch that is worth $5 for a bag of potatoes that is worth $100, so the Tanakhama says the sale is final. The sale is final and the conditions are final. The second Manda Omar says no. There's no conditions. All of your words are meaningless. The only thing that really has been transacted over here is $5 worth of potatoes. The third opinion says, right. And the third opinion says, even the $5 is incomplete.
Even the $5 is incomplete.
Unless you say the word Yikoin.
What does that mean,
Yikon? I want there to be a transaction. You have to make it very.
If he doesn't say that,
you don't specify then even the $5. Yes. Even the $5 worth. Even the $5. Aval mochaloi bayis oi sode. But let's say you're dealing with your soul, a bayis, a new case, a bayis oi sode, the elf zuz. Upara lo mehem chamesh mehel zuz. Sorry?
You're coming to comment on Rabbi Yehuda.
On the second man, the Yama.
Rabbi Yehuda?
Right. The second man. Even the five, Rabbi Yehuda that says that Dayoi on the $5, even the $5, you're not going to acquire the potatoes unless you explicitly stated that you want them, that the pledge should be an acquisition for the $5 worth of potatoes. But if you don't say the word Yikoin, then you don't even own the $5 worth of the potatoes, and even that you can retract on. He's even more lenient. According to the Tanakhama, the first opinion, the transaction is final on everything. Even though I only gave a pledge of $5 for merchandise that is worth $100, the $5 of pledge is a legal transaction that affects the entire $100 of potatoes. According to the second man, the Yamar, no such thing. If you're only giving a pledge, the pledge does not have the power to affect the entire $100. It only affects the amount of merchandise that is shokel kineged, the value of the pledge. The third man, the Yamar, says even the $5 is incomplete unless you actually explicitly state that you want it to be Yikoin. But if you don't say the word Yikoin, even the $5,
so it's
not going to be complete.
You don't have to specify
Yikoin. Right, right, exactly, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to specify. Now, we didn't get yet to Al-Gumar yet. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel means you must specify. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, but maybe I'm more of his man, Shalom, I'm going to Yikoin.
No, he's learning into Rabbi's word.
Right, Avol, Mochel, Abayis, Avol. Now we go to the next case. Avol, Mochel, Abayis, Asadi. Right, let's go and you sell someone to buy for Asadi, be a lives in 1,000 Zuzu, Parloi, Mechem, Chamesh, Mail Zuz. But let's go and you specify, you sell someone a bais or a sadeh for 1,000 zuz, and upara lo mechem chamesh mil zuz kana, you give 500 zuz kana umachzer lo yes hashar afilu, no, you give the remainder, the balance afilu liachar kama shanim. Now that is said by a sadeh.
What he pays up front is the 500.
Now how is that different? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Avo, that will look over here in Rashi. Go back over here to the Rashi, Dibra Maska, go into all the Rashi over here. Let's now see some of the Rashis. Rabbi Yossi Litamei. Okay, let's go back over here to even higher up. Hanoi Sein Erovain. Okay, we learn over here a lot of principles. Let's see how Rashi explains this very clearly. Hanoi Sein, the person who gives an Erovain. Lo Domi Lehidil El Bezeh Eino Priyas Mixas Mois. Shekarin, whatever that means. El Erovain Umashkin Liknois Es HaChoy Zerbo. A penalty. So over here, when you're giving over here a pledge, you're not giving the pledge as payment. You're giving the pledge as a penalty. That you're taking the pledge as a penalty if you do not go through with your promise to give me the money. So you know what? I'm keeping the pledge. That's what it appears over here to be, a penalty. I'm not paying one penny. If you're going to retract from the deal, not only am I, you're not getting the merchandise, and you're not going to get delivery of the merchandise, I will keep the pledge for myself for free. Okay, like you have a contract, you have a down payment. I want to go buy,
that's normally what a collateral is.
No, not necessarily. Collateral means that if you don't want to pay, so then you'll get back the collateral. But over here,
he left three items.
He couldn't find
it. The ship.
But he was supposed to get it back. Okay, you're saying, you're right, maybe you're saying good, right? You're going to keep it. No, he couldn't find it. Right, he couldn't find it. Okay, you're saying good. It's sound, okay, let's go to the next Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Lutam, Rabbi Yosef Lutam, it says, Rabbi Bashar, get Pashar, Asmach Lutanya.
Yeah.
Havtochas Guzmash, Odomafir, Eschavay, right?
You left out Asmach
Lutanya. Asmach Lutanya, the promise of an exaggeration. That a person promises his friend, listen to love shim, lo yikayim tonight, yitin kach mekach, is good, it works. So over here, the person is telling him, listen, I'm so desperate to enter into this transaction, I want to impose upon myself a double penalty. Not only if I don't continue and proceed to do my part in this transaction, you can keep my pledge. Okay? You can keep it, which means I'm going to be out of money. I want to give you a pledge.
You can keep it.
And the other fellow said, if I don't keep my part of the deal, I'm also going to penalize myself. It works. Why does it work? Because when a person says, that's just how he holds, that when a person is very desperate and he wants to demonstrate his sincerity in what he's doing, you have the power with your words alone to obligate yourself to lose money in case things do not work out. Along comes the second opinion, Rabbi Yossi. What was the second man there? The second man there was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. No such thing. Asmach to Lekanya. You do not have the power to obligate yourself to lose money with your word alone. And therefore, in this situation, the only thing that is finalized is the amount of merchandise that is equal to the collateral. Dayoy sheyikne. Loy ze yimchol, velo ze yichpol. Your mechila is worthless, and the penalty that the other party imposed upon himself is worthless. No one can have charata. Rather, they cannot go back with what they fulfilled. Whatever money you gave is sold. If I want to buy potatoes, a sack of potatoes worth $100, and I only gave you a pledge of an object that's worth $5, I can force you to give me $5 worth of potatoes. And I cannot, and the other fellow likewise cannot force to take back the potatoes, but only up to the amount that the Erevon is worth. The Erevon turns into payment. Then comes in the other man, the Amar, the third opinion. Then comes in the second man, the Amar, Rabbi Yair Shimon. When do you say?
The entire thing.
$95.
If no, I got the collateral, but he's getting back the collateral.
No, you're not getting back the collateral. In this situation, I'm giving you. I want to buy a bag of potatoes worth $100. I'm giving you a watch.
Like a down payment.
Yes. So the down. So therefore, it's only up to the down payment. Along comes Rabbi Shimon, and the only time it's going to work, only it's going to be when the down payment is only when the down payment. You say the word yikoin, but medra morim she'ein a koin ne'el lekenegid erevon b'zman shamoloi erevon yikoin yikne. You never said that it should be payment. If you give someone collateral, I'm lending you something. It's a loan. It's a loan. I'm not doing anything. But if you say the word ye coin, I want the transaction to be valid. He never gave it him. That's why you have to say the word yikon. Because if you do not say the word yikon, it cannot possibly acquire the $5 worth of potatoes, because I never gave it to you originally as payment for the payrolls. You have to specify that this collateral should be payment for the payrolls. And the rest should be alone. I gave this to you as a technique to acquire everything. It never happened. It was all or nothing. The collateral was only a guarantee, is that the transaction, the complete transaction, should take place.
Right.
And at the end of the day, the complete transaction did not take place.
Right.
Therefore, the collateral is not going to be considered to be payment for $5.
Right. You know, when the time comes, Rashi you have to pay
saying
everything.
Right. Rashi over here is saying a very important insight. The collateral is just a technique to guarantee that the complete transaction should go through.
That he should pay him everything.
And he should get all the merchandise.
And get back the collateral.
Right. And now that we see that the complete transaction is not going to go through, you're not going to give all the money, he's not going to give all the merchandise, so then the whole thing is bottle and mavoto. So the collateral is nothing more than you're watching something for me. You want to go say now that I'm entitled to at least $5 worth of potatoes? You never gave the collateral as payment for $5.
Unless he specifies.
You gave the collateral as a technique to guarantee that the complete loan goes, the whole transaction goes through. It's all or nothing. That is the yesoid of the Halakha Rashi. That's why we need to learn this Rashi. Rashi explains the shita of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. When I gave you the collateral was a technique, a method to guarantee that the complete transaction goes through. And now that we see the complete transaction goes through, so the giving of the collateral turns into bottle of mavutl. It's garnished. And therefore, I'm entitled to get up my collateral, and you take back your potatoes. Shalom al Yisrael. To say now that the collateral is going to be payment for $5 of the payrolls, this is nonsense. Unless you specify and you say the word yikoin. Now we go to the next part of the braisa. Aval mochar loy. Rashi, even noisin loy mehen he meil zuz. You go and you sell a field, a sodeh, and the agreement price is for 1,000 zuz. And even noisin loy mehen and you give him he meil zuz l'shem tekilas piroyoin. Now, what's the difference in this case? There's no collateral here. Cash, Mr. Goldberg. In this case, you're paying cash. You're not paying in this case collateral. Until now, we have been discussing. I want to buy something. I don't have any money on me. So I'm taking off my watch. I'm giving you my watch. And the mail, that's going to be a guarantee, a penalty that I'm going to do. I'm going to pursue in this transaction. Now we are discussing, we're giving a down payment. This is not collateral. This is niche collateral. I want to buy land. You charging $1,000. I'm giving you $500. That's not collateral. That's payment. Right? Everyone agrees then that the $500 serves as payment for half the land.
You're
giving it for the whole field. I don't know. Let's see. Vaita. Vahi dafligu bar rav Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rashi is coming to explain how this piece of Gemara is relevant to our previous sugya. We had above before a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as to giving collateral. Do you own 50? Do you own part or not? So he explains that he doesn't think about Rabbi Yochanan ki hay gavnehu shezeh ho'ei ravoin techila sadamim hapiro ayin shel pisuk ki yov lei stam. So he's saying over here is sometimes when you give somebody collateral, it's not really called collateral. It's really the beginning of payment. The Gemara over here is a very confusing Gemara. When you give somebody, you want to buy something, and you give him an object, we have to stop immediately and question, is giving this object the beginning of my payment? I gave you my watch. It's worth $5. I never ever plan to take back my watch. I will only give you an additional $95 cash, and the watch will be the other $5. If that is going to be the case, if I want to buy this bag of potatoes, how much? $100.
No, it's incomparable to what it says in the
exactly. Process. Exactly.
The house is not movable.
No,
it's,
the house.
It's from the karka. Here we're talking about
the that, but, right, but the case of the house in this price, we are differentiating between two different types of payment: a payment of cash, and the payment of an and giving over an object. Now, when you're giving the object, the goal is, I want the object back. I want it back. I'm only giving you the object as a technique to demonstrate my commitment that I will go forward with this transaction.
That's my question to Rav Shmuel. Rav said this is like payment, beginning of payment.
So, no. Let's clarify. In the case where you're giving someone an object and you make it clear as day, I want the object back. I'm giving this to you as a technique to demonstrate my commitment that I will go through this transaction. And it will be for me a penalty that if I don't go through this transaction, I'm going to lose this watch that has sentimental value. In that case, everyone agrees that in that case, what is the halacha? Now, in that case, the sale is bottom. Well, that we had the discussion. But everyone agrees, though, in a case where you give someone an object and you want the object to serve as a down payment, then everyone agrees, then there is definitely a sale. The question is, do you own the karka up to the value of the down payment, or do you own the entire thing?
That's not what's discussed by Rabbi Shmuel.
So Rashi is saying that's what it is discussing. That's exactly the point. Yeah. Look at the Rashi. So Rashi says, Avamochar loy. Look at the Rashi deeper muscle. Rashi Avamochar loy. V'noisin loy mechem heimei ozus. L'shem the keywords of Rashi. Techilas piroin. This is the down payment. Not oistam kona, the dahi the ishligu this that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, it was Rabbi Yochanan. The machloikis of Eravon was a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ki hai gavna hava. Ki hai gavna hava. Shezeh po Eravon techilas.
In such a scenario?
It's similar. The case there, even though you gave a person an object and you did not give them money, that machlekes Rav Rabbi Yochanan is going where it was self understood that the collateral you're giving is the down payment, and the meila shall pisuk kiyov leistam, and therefore the transaction is complete. There's no going back. So it's going to be a kasha It's now going to be, it's going to be complete. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara and finish up the words over here. Avomach eloi bais. I saw the elev zuz. Upar eloi mechaim chamesh meil. And you give a down payment.
Yes.
A down payment. Kone. So now you own the entire sadeh. Oh, but I only gave you half the value. Umachser loyes ashar. And you have a duty. It's a loan. The balance becomes a loan. Afilach hamashanim. Now, my laugh, isn't this mean hu adin limitalin? The same law would apply when it comes to mitalin. Let's say I want to buy from you, Mr. Goldberg, a bag of potatoes. There are 100 potatoes in this bag, and I give you a watch that's worth $5. When I'm giving you the watch that's worth $5, I am not planning on taking back the watch. Keep it, gesunte heit. I don't need this watch. You can have it, and the watch is $5. So therefore, because it's a down payment, and whenever you deal with a down payment, once I give you a down payment, we cannot retract.
Right.
The sale is final. I owe you $95, and you owe me 95 potatoes. And there's no way in the world you can retract from this.
And
so my love was in the metal of them. Mid the stomach on lukulu. That if I give you a collateral, then not collateral that I want to take back as a penalty, but I give you collateral, I give you something as a statement, as a down payment, you can't retract. The Gemara says no. There is a fundamental difference between real estate, loy. There's a fundamental difference between the real estate and metalin, loy. Metalin, midistama, loy kani. No, you're not going to be kani. Why not? Why, when I want to give you, there's no such thing as down payments on metalin.
Only by
real estate.
If you give it a rubber.
Why is there no such thing as a down payment when it comes to metal? Only by karka. And for the Gemara, umayishna karka. Why is karka different? Yeah. And for the Gemara, the bekasba kani le the bekasba kani le. Mamish konile, the kasba konile, mamish konile lukule, metadle de loy kone, elu likabule, mishapora loy konile kula. Unbelievable answer. This answer is when it comes to kesef, when you give money for karka, how do you acquire karka according to biblical law, Mr. Goldberg? How do you acquire real estate according to biblical law? The way you acquire by giving money, kesef. When I give you money, do I now legally own the land? Absolutely. So if I give $500, I give you a down payment. Even though I did not pay the full value of the full value of the karka.
You can't retract
the whole karka.
Right.
A down payment, I own the ganze karka. Oh, I only paid a fraction. It's a loan. The rest of the money will be a loan. When it comes to
you can't retract. No, I'm giving back my money.
No. If we
unless
agree,
he's masking.
We agree. You have a piece of land and it's worth $1,000 and I give you $1. I own the whole land, and I owe you $900. There is no way you can say you never paid me the money. I want my money back. I want the land back. I owe you money. I don't owe you the land. The land is mine. I now own the land. You cannot take back the land. I owe you $999, but you're not giving back the land. Once I give $1 and you take $1 for the land and you agree, I'm selling you the land and I give you a down payment. The law is, according to the Torah, I own the land.
By the way, it goes both ways. If the buyer says, no, I'm the one who's purchasing, I retract.
No, I don't want it back. I don't want this land.
He doesn't have to write.
I don't want the land back. The land is worthless. The neighborhood turned.
He has to go through the transaction.
You got to go through the transaction.
Okay.
Now, what about metalin? Mr. Goldberg has a bag of potatoes. 100 potatoes. Each one costs $1. I give you $5. I give you Minat Torah. Do I own Minat Torah? Let's not talk about rabbinic law. Let's talk Torah law. Do I own the bag of potatoes? So I give you $5. You cannot be claiming the metal with kesef.
Just Mashiacha.
Mashiacha. So when I give you $5 for that bag of potatoes.
Oh, we have this already. Yeah.
Do I own the bag of potatoes? Minat Torah? No. The rabbis came into the picture and the rabbis said, Taka, I don't own the bag of potatoes. But if I retract from this transaction, I have to subject myself to a curse of Mishapar. Now, a curse is nishagut azach, is not a good thing, but it's not real. It's not something that is physical. It's not a biblical law. Being that the most kesef can accomplish when it comes to metaltolin is mishapa. Once I give you the $5, and now I can no longer change my mind and say, give me back my $5, I don't want your potatoes, because it's misha part of midrash habavah, it's a curse. But a curse is not as strong.
What's
as
the curse? Meaning that,
I mean, the bez,
if I don't pay, then he keeps it.
If I would go back on my word, I gave you $5. I gave you, no, I give you $5 to buy the whole, as a down payment for baked potatoes.
Right.
And then I say, you know what, I changed my mind. Give me back my $5.
Yeah.
I don't want the potatoes.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You already gave me your word. You want to sell me the potatoes. And you gave me money.
Right.
Down payment.
Right.
If you're going to retract, then you're subject to being a cursed person.
Right.
Bezin will curse you. Me, Shadara, Midor HaMalu, Midor HaFlogo, Me Anshe Shadoyim, Umi Mitzrayim, Osili Para, Me She'enu Onim Didi Zulu.
That's what Chazal tells us.
The whole Daf, the last two Daf Gemara about this, over and over again.
But that the Dara Mabo, and so them, that was one
that's
of
the curse. They didn't keep the word. Me She'enu, not for now. Me She'enu, Midor HaMalu, Midor HaFlogo, Me Anshe Shadoyim.
Where's this Gemara?
Right, yesterday's Daf.
I wasn't here, so.
Yeah. Okay, this is the famous curse. Nisha from four different entities. Four entities. Well, now you know. Midor HaMabu, Midor HaFlogu, Mi'anshei Sudoim, Umidor Umitzrayim, Umitzrayim, who osed lipara mi'nisha eino emin b'diburim. So a curse is not as powerful as a biblical transaction. That's the answer to our question. We wanted to understand what is the chilek division between a down payment by karka and a down payment by metalpin. Yeah. And for the Gemara, a down payment by karak is a biblical law. A down payment by metalpin is only mishapara. Memelitz nishtazel bazach. And that is why you only are going to be kind of up to the value of, it's not called a down payment. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, who are the my love wouldn't want to talk them. Bid the stomach. When you give a down payment, automatically you own the entire thing. The Gemara says, Loi. Loi mit and nu, Mr. Goldberg. How many caps do you have? Every night you have a different cap. You have quite a collection.
Loi mit an aleph.
Oh, the Rosh Hashiva's da.
So it says loi mit an aleph.
The going on the Sadik is here. Loi, the Gemara says, you cannot give me a loi mit an aleph. When you give it down, pay me the amount. Frag the Gemara, Maishna Karka, and for the Gemara. You know why Karka is different? Because Karka min ha-toira, you own the Karka. Mamish. You mamish. Literally, you for
even
real.
Even before he pays up
the
full
amount. Mimela, that is why. Just by giving a down payment, koni le lukula. But metaltle, when you go give a down payment on metaltle, deloy koni ella likabule mishapora. When you give a down payment on metaltlin, the most you can possibly get is a curse. But you're not coining there the portion that you've given, that you've given.
So translate
metaltle, if you give money, you give a down payment on metaltolin, deloikane, you don't own the metaltolin. Ella, what have you triggered by giving a down payment?
Yeah.
Likabule, to accept upon yourself a curse of Mishapara.
Meaning if he doesn't pay.
If I give a down payment on a metalathlon, do I own the metalathlon?
No.
I don't own that. I gave you a bad example. I gave you an example of potatoes, which could be 100 potatoes, $100. That's not a good example. Let's talk about a table. A table. I give you it's one piece of wood. It's one object. It's one large object. So if I give a down payment on the table, did I pay for the full table? Did I pay for the full table?
No.
So do I own the table?
But he did Mashiach. Let's say
I did not do Mashiach. Very good point. I did not do Mashiach. The case is Medafka, you did not do Mashiach. That's exactly the point. I did not do Mashiach.
He doesn't own the table.
I gave Kesef though.
Kesef only helps for things that's not movable. Karkin and bias.
But what does Kesef accomplish? You're right. You hit the nail on the head.
You can only acquire if it's not metaltalin. It's not movable. It's not transport.
So you're saying that kesef is not illegal. It's exactly what the Gemara says. It's not illegal. But what does kesef accomplish?
To be coined, you acquire.
What does kesef accomplish? You are correct. Kesef does not accomplish.
If
I give kesef a down payment, kesef for karka, I own. If I give kesef for metaltalin, do I own the metaltalin?
No.
But what did I accomplish? And what have I achieved in the legal?
Like collateral.
No.
That's how it started.
No. What did I achieve? I give someone. I want to go buy a table. It's one piece, one option.
Nee.
And I give that person a down payment.
Nee.
I didn't pay for the whole thing.
That's correct.
What have I accomplished?
For nothing.
No, you did accomplish something. You did accomplish something.
Oh, that you can't retract. He's going to lose that money.
No, you're not going to lose the money. You can retract and get your money back. What did you lose? Tell me, what did you lose? You lost? What did you lose? Think of what did
if
you
he
lose?
Doesn't fulfill his promise,
you're subject to the curse of Mishapara.
If he doesn't pay back.
If you retract, if you change your mind.
Then he's going to get cursed by
God.
He's
going to be cursed by God.
And therefore,
so you would think, the fact that you have accomplished that now you're subject to Mishapara, a down payment should be good enough. I should already technically own the whole thing.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
If you accomplish something,
that is machlekes.
I would think so. Metadle deloy kani el lekabule mishapara, memele loy kani le lekula. You do not own.
Rab says no. According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, that's the machlekes. Right? That's exactly machlekes.
So how come the Gemara said loy kula is not
kain and kula? So let's see over the Rashi. The Rashi.
It's confusing. Talking about down payment, but that's not how the Gemara starts off. It talks about collateral.
We go to the Gemara again. Let's have
it.
Look at the Rashi. Rashi loikani leikule lekabuli mishapara im nosan loikin. Rashi of loikani leikule lekabel mishapara im nosan loy. Kineged ervano. You're not going to be loikani. You're not going to even. There's not going to even be a curse.
What's this word, Shohaira?
It's weak. It's weak. Hakesef. Bohen. The para called Loikani el Kalamishapara Mistama. Nami Loikani Piroi Mixas Lukulu, Lakabal Mishapara Alashar, Lakabish Alashar el Kinegan Erevain. Okay, now I got it. Let me explain. We're going to do them all over one more time. Okay, we're going to do them over here one more time. There's a very delicate point the Gemara is making. That point that the Gemara is making, I never appreciated this. I wonder what Shai Binnis would say, I learned this 37 times, is that if at the end of the day, you know what this Gemara is all about? It's about two different types of curses. Okay, in other words, if I want to go buy metaltalin, a table, and I give a down payment on part of the table. And then I decide, I change my mind. The table's worth $100. Mr. Goldberg, are you with me? I want that you coming to the shir should be a value, should have been kedai for you to come tonight. Here's the point I want to make. At least take away one principle. It shouldn't be a total kitrug on me that you came here and you didn't even walk out of here appreciating anything that I said. At least you should walk away with a principle.
So Rabbi Yehuda, let me say the principle. It's talking about a down payment.
Yeah.
Why does he use the word as a collateral?
Let me just make this point, which finally took a whole hour to appreciate. If I want to buy a table, okay, a table, and I'm going to pay, I'm only making a down payment. I'm making a down payment. Okay, the table costs $100. I only want to pay $5 on the table. When I give the seller $5, is this according to biblical law? is the sale final?
No.
No.
Until he pays up the whole thing.
Now, here's my question. I want to retract. I now want to say, sir,
he could.
I changed my mind. I gave you $5. I gave you $5, and I never took delivery. So you know what? Give me back the $5, and don't deliver the table. You go to a furniture store.
Okay, yeah.
I give you a down payment. Here's $5. Deliver the table, and then I'll owe you the other $95. Before they put the table in the truck to deliver it to my house.
On installments.
And I give you $5. First $5 payment. And before they take the table out of the factory to bring it to my house, I call them. I say, you know what? I changed my mind. Send me back the $5 and keep the table for yourself.
Could he do that?
You're not allowed to do that. That is a terrible avera to do that. That is called me.
Even though it's not his yet.
It's not mine yet. Once is the last two dollars. Once I give you $5 and I make a commitment to give you the other $95, if I now call you up and say, I changed my mind, give me back my $5 and you keep the table, I now become subject to a curse of Misha Para.
What's the curse?
Hashem that punished the people of the Dorhamal, the Dorhamal, the Anshay Sudan, and the Shrine, to curse me for not keeping my word. Now here is...
Is this sort of like I'm violating a nether?
Yeah, it's a curse. It's a special...
No, what he does, is this a form of violating a nether?
No. It's a curse. It is what it is. It's a curse.
Okay.
Nothing to make it. It's a curse. Okay. I go to the store and I give the seller $5. The table costs $100 on installments. I'm giving you $5. Send me the table. Did I ever take the table to my possession? No. So legally, minatar, do I own the table at this moment in time? No. But I gave $5. Cassette does not work for the table. So it's your table and you have $5. I now say, sir, give me back my $5. I changed my mind for no reason. Fine. And you keep the table. Is according technically, did I do anything wrong? Technically, no. But did I break my word? Yes, I broke my word. The rabbi said, you do that, you make a commitment, and you give a down payment, and then you say, I changed my mind, you now are a cursed person. That's a serious matter. Got it? Now, here's the dilemma. Here is the very big dilemma. Walk away with this today. When I get a curse now for doing this, do I get a curse for the entire table? A $100 curse? Or do I only get a $5 curse? You hear the words?
Yeah.
That's the question of the Gemara. It's an incredible question. We're dealing over here. We're dealing with something that's so esoteric. When I get a curse, do I get a curse for a $100 table? Or do I get a curse for a $5 table?
That's what
Yes. Between Rav and Yochanan. Rav and Yochanan. There is no question about it. You get a curse for at least $5. But you have to, we don't know how no one came back.
In the Ma'i Naf Kemenah, the Oinish is not that greater.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the curse is not only for $5 curse. The curse is for $100 table.
So the curse is much greater.
Avada, it's 95% greater. Now, how do these things work? Only in Shemayim they know how it works. Only in Shemayim do they understand the difference between the curse of a $100 curse and a $5 curse. So the question is, in this exact case, I commit myself to buy a table for $100 and I give you $5. And now I want my $5 back and I tell you keep the table. There is no doubt about it. I have now entered into a curse. The question now between these two Amoraim, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, am I subjecting myself to a curse of category $500 or am I subjecting myself to a curse of $5.
My question is, why do you say a rabbi? Collateral.
So a rabbi, good question. A rabbi means a down payment. Now, when you read the Gemara, one more time very quickly, the whole Gemara again, and we'll learn to Itna. Okay, we're going to start the Gemara again, Itna. A rabbi. The word a rabbi on daf memches omid beis, moyach, means a down payment. It does not mean in this context, collateral.
That's what you need, Rashi, for that.
It's not the typical translation. A ravon, it means in this context, down payment. Rav Amar, kinegdoi hu koineh, if you back out, It took a whole hour to figure this out. If you back out on the $5, on the $5, the down payment, it's only $5. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kineged Kulahu Koine. If you back out on the $5 that you gave as a down payment and your commitment, you get a curse, shokel, Kineged $100. You hear the verse? So the Gemara is nicely. The Gemara is that I'm going to prove to you now that Rabbi Yochanan is correct and Rav is wrong. Then now we're coming to attack the, hey, look at Rabbi Yochanan. Nesvei, Hanoi saying we're going to prove Rav is right. We're going to prove no. We're going to prove Rabbi Yochanan is right. Then it's a $100 curse. Rabbi Yochanan is right. Nesvei, Hanoi saying someone gives an Eiravon lechaveroi. Now here, when it says Eiravon, it means a different Eiravon. Over here it means I'm giving you an object that I'm getting. I mean, this is not a down payment. Don't get confused. That's what gets confused. When it says the Mesa, when we start with the word Erevon, this means something that is not a down payment. Okay, and we don't need this part of the guys.
Rocket points to that topic.
Right.
Wait, tell me what he's not.
We're looking, the cash is coming from the safe. This is just a hakdama.
Okay,
and here, when it says Eirovoni, does not mean a down payment. It means I'm giving you something. If I go and I change my mind, I don't want to go through it. Eirovoni, keep it. If I don't give you, deliver you the table, if I don't deliver it to you, not only will I return your collateral, I'll give you double. Okay? Niskaimu atanoim divi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi Yossi letamedim diyomas nachnakanya, Rabbi Yehudi Omer, dayu, no, dayu shayikin liki negin ervoinoi. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, oh, now comes what we need to have tomorrow. Omer Shimon Gamliel, everything we put now is where it's not a down payment. But let's say it's a down payment. But let's say, Bamed Ramurim Bizman Shomolo ervoini yikoin. Okay, let's go back to that. Avaloch loi bayis, oh, now it's a down payment. Oi sada, velozus, uparloi mehem chamesh merzus, kone, oh, down payment. And umax lois ashar. Now here you own the whole thing. The Gemara is just like you own the whole karaka. There's a misha para by metalzolin on $100, not on $5. So my love, who I didn't metalzolin, bidimistama kanu lukule. So the curse of misha para is chal on the ganze zach, not only on the $5. The Gemara says loin. The only time there's going to be the whole zak is like karaka. Because karaka, when you give a small
amount... You were thinking this is according to Rabbi Yochanan.
No, it's not a right Rabbi Yochanan. It's a chilek. Karaka, you... I mean, that's Torah. Loi. Mitaltalin, midistama. Loi, Kani. You don't acquire a curse. On the whole thing. Maishna, what's the difference? Because the karaka, the castle, Kani, mamish. Mamish. Only. Okay, good.